chicken died this morning. This may not qualify as a newsflash anywhere else on the planet, but it was big in my little world. She was a fluffy, plump Brahma hen, just one from a small flock I volunteered to tend while their Jacksonport owners are visiting family overseas. I'm no chicken expert, but I sensed something wrong with her the other day when I stepped in the coop with food. One hen didn't circle my legs in a hungry frenzy like the others. Instead, she regarded me briefly, then returned to her faraway thoughts. Well, this is bad, I thought. But the owners told me not to fret if it happened. Sometimes chickens just die. It could be a virus, it could be an egg got stuck. You don't perform autopsies to find out. She didn't die right away. She persisted a while, roosting quietly on the straw, not seeming to suffer. Just sitting. I checked the coop periodically, hoping to find her up and about. A chicken miracle. Just a little tired, she might say. Okay, I know I have a tendency to anthropomorphize everything. It's probably a byproduct from having raised children. I've been engrossed in a world of talking trains, cars, and animals. Everything, it seems, has been assigned a personality. That's probably not such a bad thing. It's empathy, and humans are pretty good at it. We're the only predators who root for the prey, especially when watching nature documentaries. Of course you know the lion needs to eat. You want the lion to eat. Yet, that poor antelope. Empathy is why I get up without fail at the crack of dawn to feed my friends' chickens. It's why I cuddle my children, even when they've been difficult all day, especially if they've been difficult all day. The night before the chicken died, I knelt next to her one last time. Her eyes were closed and her breathing heavy, but there was still a life force. I could sense it. It was real. But while I was feeling awful for her, I suddenly became aware that the previous night I had enjoyed a chicken dinner, slow-roasted garlic-lemon-rosemary chicken. I admit, never once as I devoured the savory thing did I wonder how the meal died, or how it lived, or even what color plumage it had. So much for empathy. I guess the lion has to eat. Now here I was, face to face with the dying chicken, all hopes of a miracle having been played out, and what I was thinking, mostly, was how terribly sad the whole situation was, and how scary it would be to die in the cold and dark of night. That's exactly what happened. I found her the next morning in the same place she settled the previous day, the place she picked to die. I carried her body to a wooded area where a fox or a raccoon could make a meal. There was an early morning icy haze as the sun rose. The poignant moment could have been written for a movie, except it was a chicken. Just a chicken.